Hello, Mossy.
Hello, Mido. How are you going, buddy?
I've been better as far as what we saw in the Premier League overnight. Just disastrous results for Arsenal and Liverpool.
Yes, absolutely. I was trying to make you feel better before we got there, but anyway, you just want to go straight there. So that's all right. I'll jump on your bus, mate. Horrible, absolutely horrible. I'll steal the word from Jurgen Klopp that we saw him... If you're any sort of a lip reader, he said, wow, when Crystal Palace scored their goal. Now, I'm not sure if it was wow, I can't believe how we conceded that, or wow, the football that Crystal Palace played leading up to the goal and the finish itself, because it was an incredible team goal. And I just don't think we were expecting that type of Crystal Palace to turn up. And they were fantastic. They were good value. Did we have our chances to win the game? Absolutely. Should we have won it? Yes, we should have if we'd taken those chances. But that's, you know, coulda, woulda, shoulda. At the end of the day, it's been a disastrous week for Liverpool, and as you said, Arsenal as well. That was a, Villa are chasing Europe, and they showed how you handle pressure, and they did it exceptionally well against Arsenal. Although Arsenal will be ruining the first half, they had plenty of great opportunities to put the game to bed by half time. They didn't do it, and then they copped the sucker punch twice. So. Full credit to Villa, which also puts a lot of pressure on Ange and Spurs, because Villa take a 3-point lead over them in fourth spot now. Obviously, Spurs got thrashed by producer Tommy's Newcastle over the weekend, but they do have a game in hand on Villa, so that is really important now, of course. But they've still got a very, very tough run home.
Yeah, you were talking about Ange's side there, Tottenham, but. Mate, to concede four, I know it was away from home, but you know that could come back to bite them too, Mossy. That goal difference at the end of the year,
100%, Loz. And as I said, they've also got, as you rightly pointed out, and I'll keep giving you credit for doing your homework early on, mate. But they've still got Man City, they've still got Arsenal, they've still got Chelsea, they've still got Liverpool. So not only is the game in hand critical, but their run home is a lot tougher, if I can put it that way, than Villa, who really, you know, they've still got tough games, of course, but Chelsea and Liverpool, you'd probably call out as their toughest in their run home. So, yeah, Villa have put themselves in the box seat.
Gosh, Manchester United, average result, 2-2 against Bournemouth on the weekend as well. Where are they? 50 points after 32 games, seventh on the table. Sure, I mean, I think we've said it a million times, but how does Ten Hag keep surviving?
Well, he didn't survive the press conference because he stormed out as soon as he was asked whether, you know, what his thoughts were on potentially presiding over the worst ever Premier League finish for Manchester United. He didn't like the question, and he said it's not relevant, and he stormed out. So they're sitting in seventh spot. It's got disaster written all over it again. And, yeah, we've spent so much airtime over the last few seasons, Mido, talking about Manchester United and what needs to happen, and it's gone from a broom to a nuclear bomb to, I've just got to clean the place out and start again. Like, you know, it's happened to other massive clubs in the past, and this is Manchester United's turn, but it has to be a drastic measures if they're going to turn things around and return to their former glory.
Mossy, on a local front, the derby proved to be exciting. Two goals in the last couple of minutes made it a cracker again.
Yeah, absolutely, Berkey, my Challenge 10 colleague. Good to hear your dulcet tones, mate. it was a classic. It had great atmosphere, great crowd. I think Grubby was in the cove somewhere. I was trying to get the Channel 10 cameras to pick him out. I'm not sure they found him, but it was it had everything. And then late drama. You know, two young boys who found the score sheet for either side, Zach Sapsford, for Western Sydney Wanderers in the 95th minute, would have thought that he'd snatched a point for his team. And then up steps young Jaden Kucharski for Sydney FC in the 98th minute to win it for his side and the home side. And that's the first Sydney derby that's been won by the home side this season. So had a lot to like about the A-League. It's so important these marquee games put the best foot forward of the A-League. And it certainly did that on Saturday night at Allianz Stadium. Just, of course, soured by what happened just a few hours earlier around the corner at Bondi. And I just want to take this opportunity to send all my thoughts and condolences to everyone who's been impacted by that. We're at Randwick Racecourse at the time, and I can tell you the wave of human emotion that swept Randwick when you started filtering through was just remarkable. It's, horrible stuff, but glad that sport in some ways on Saturday afternoon and Saturday night could put a smile on people's faces.
Very much so, Mossy, and well said. I don't know whether it was an upset, but just the result at the end of the game, Perth Glory having 8 goals put on them by Melbourne City. What happened there?
Well, some would say it's no fluke by Melbourne City because they put 7 on Western Sydney Wanderers just a couple of weeks ago. And now they put 8 on Perth Glory, which I think is the biggest ever A-League result in the history of this competition. And look, Melbourne City, we've been saying it for a long time, they've got a roster that is underperforming. They should be a lot further up the table and a lot better than what they are. Yesterday, they put that foot forward and they showed just what they can do. So that's one side of the coin. But of course, when you cop 8, you've got to cop some flack for being terrible. And Perth Glory were just that and then some yesterday. They just didn't turn up and that will eat Alan Stadjic alive from the inside out because he is such a competitor, such a winner, demands high standards. And to see his side put in such a meek performance will really, really eat away at him. But credit to Melbourne City, they were clinical. They showed what they've got in the tank, but is it too little too late? Time will tell. They've given themselves a sniff. They're 1 point behind Western Sydney Wanderers, so that loss to Sydney FC and the win yesterday have done Melbourne City a lot of good over the weekend. 1 point to go, 2 games to 1 point behind, 2 games to go. If they can get the 6 from 6, then anything's possible.
In the women's elimination finals, 2 cracking games, Mossy, and the Mariners got up via a penalty shootout against Melbourne Victory, and Newcastle Jets beat Western United 4-2, scoring twice in extra time to ensure they're through to the semi-finals next week.
Yeah, that's right. Some two fantastic games, as you'd expect, with elimination football. And Newcastle now host Melbourne City, who won the Premier's Plate, and Central Coast host Sydney FC, who got pipped on the last day of the season. They lost their game and Melbourne City won away in Perth. So, and they're two-legged semi-finals, right? So they're home and away. So, hard to pick. You never know what the week off is going to do to teams. Melbourne City and Sydney FC sitting there watching the weekend games, waiting to see who they're going to get. Can that halt their momentum or does it give them a rest and freshen them up? Time will tell, but I think the good news is it's a two-legged semi-final, so home and away, and then the two winners of that go straight into the grand final on the 4th of May.
Do you follow the Bundesliga over there in Germany, Mossy? And did you see
certainly
what
keep
happened
an eye
over
on
there?
It.
Yeah, Bayer Leverkusen.
Yeah, fantastic. They've done it so well. Xabi Alonso, of course, is their manager. He's decided to stay. We all thought that he would either take the Liverpool job or maybe even end up at Real Madrid, but he's decided to stay there. He said his work's not done, Loz. But
is it right that they beat? Sorry, mate. Was it right that they beat Bayern Munich, who'd won 11 straight?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, wow. Absolutely. So listen to you, Gary.
That's a fair effort, isn't it, winning 11
titles? Yeah. What's your tie to Germany, Ross?
No, I just seen it online.
Keeping an eye on it, mate. No, it's fantastic. And it's good for the league as well because, you know, you've Bayer Leverkusen are one of those sides that, they've got a lot of support from, you know, outside just their own supporters as well because of the way they played this season, the way Alonso coaches them. So I think it's a good result for German football.
Looking forward to Champions League, mate. Next leg.
Sorry, mate?
Next leg, Champions League.
Oh, how good, Berkey. How good. So we've got
some incredible
Wednesday.
Games last outing.
Sorry?
There were some incredible games last outing.
Yeah. We were talking about it last week, actually. The intensity, the quality, the goals, the tension. It's a fantastic competition. I hope they never mess with it like they have with the World Cup. But anyway, that's a story for another day. But yeah, Dortmund hosting Atletico Madrid and
Barca and PSG as well on Wednesday.
Barca and PSG, massive one. So Barca hold that 3-2 advantage on aggregate. Atletico Madrid holding a 2-1 advantage over Dortmund. And then, of course, you've got Bayern and Arsenal and Manchester City hosting Real Madrid. They're both level on aggregate, so all to play for on Thursday morning in those last two games. Wednesday morning, the first two.
Thank you so much, Mossy. Have a great week. We'll chat later.
Yeah, you too. Look forward to it. Have a good one.